Well, from what I learned after the selection, I think that they had a few candidates. I think the last number I heard was that they've rounded them down to one man and three women, and they were still at it. And basically, we are not privy to the criteria, and I didn't even know that my name was on the list. So basically, what they presented to us was that they were looking for somebody who is incorruptible, who has competence, who basically is interested in job creation, you know, quality education, quality health, somebody who's proving him or herself, somebody who can stand firm for, you know, what is right and so on. They came up, I think if you listen to Indom's speech, he listed some of the criteria. And at the end of it, both himself and the council unanimously decided that they would go with me. And it's like, wow, you know, because it's very, very nice and encouraging that you're chosen from a process that you were not even aware of, but it's all structured and it's based on criteria, and that I wasn't selected just because I happen to be a woman. Somebody put it very nicely yesterday on one of the interviews. He said, basically, being a woman is just the topping. So I'm very happy that I wasn't chosen because I was a woman. I would not have accepted it. Now, I'm very grateful to the party, and I'm here to stay.
People seem to be quite excited in Ghana following your selection to be the running mate of Papa Kwesi Indom. Now, what does this signify to the ordinary Ghanaian girl child as well as women in Ghana?
Well, I think what was also very encouraging is that at the outdooring, we had a lot of women, you know, associations, you know, from legal, from security, from education, from human rights. They were all there. And they actually spoke and said they were very happy that the PPP has kept its promise and that its running mate is a woman. But on top of it, they are happy that it is not just any woman, because then it would have been very difficult to convince girls, you know, other women, that if you can make it and you're proving yourself, you get into politics. That will always be like tokens that have been put there just for show. So it was very encouraging. They were all there, they were all supportive, and they have told us that any woman who takes that step, they are behind them. In fact, one of the associations has got a campaign going on, say, vote for women, and vote for women who can deliver, not just any woman. So I think it's great, and I'm very grateful to them, and I hope that I will deserve everything that they had said on that platform. And I hope that I also deserve everything that the PPP has said. Because let's face it, there's work to be done in Ghana. Now, all of us should be doing it.
Now, let me ask you this, Ms. Loco. What do you think the PPP chances are in the December elections? And if you are given the mandate, how would you transform the country to make Ghanaians comfortable and make Ghana a place to be in West Africa as well as in Africa?
Well, I think that we are going to win, because everything that we are talking about is visible to Ghanaians. They've seen it for a long time. They're seeing it as we speak. And they've seen what Park Kwesi Indom has done with his life and his skills. They've seen what some of the other members of the PPP have done with their lives and their skills and their competences. They've seen what I have done with my life. So when you know how to fry Kiliwili, I hope you remember Kiliwili. You know how to fry Kiliwili.
Absolutely.
And everybody have seen that you fry good Kiliwili. What is there to argue about if you say, now I'm going to fry Kiliwili on a large scale? It just means that I have to have the right resources and the right support. So we are saying that we can't do it alone. We need Ghanaians to join us, because we are Team Ghana. We are not a political party. We just have to register according to the laws, but we don't see ourselves just like any other political party. We are here to bring sustainable development to Ghana. And the only way to achieve it is to help do it together. And my passion is about youth employment because we have a life cycle. Babies will be born, parents have to look after them. When they become adults and they graduate, parents and children become partners helping each other. After that, after retirement, parents kept getting older and older until some of them definitely turn to become like babies. Now the children should be strong enough and resourced well enough to look after the parents when they can't look after themselves. This is a natural way of life. When you go against logic and nature, you suffer. And I think that's why we're suffering. Because if we have 140,000 unemployed graduates, and I'm talking about graduates, not youth. So if I say 140,000 unemployed graduates, and these are official figures, 75,000 were unemployed at the beginning of the year by government figures, 70,000 graduates are produced annually, and we are at the end of the year where the graduates have come out. So 70,000 plus 75 is 145,000. The average number per year of graduates that get into jobs from the research that I made came up to about 5,000. So it's 140,000. What are we going to do with them? Then if we multiply it by 3, 4, 5, what are we going to do with the youth when they have to take care of the future? So we are going to fix the youth problem. I have an NGO. It's called Totally Youth. And what we do here is exactly what we are planning to do on the national scale. They come here, we give them access to internet, computers, knowledge space, office space, event space, name it, equipment that we can afford, we buy it, we put it there so they can share between themselves and do what they do best. They have fantastic ideas, they are not asking for handouts, they just need a place to go where they are safe and their structure. And that's what we are doing here, and we will replicate it all over the country. Very soon, these young people will set up their own businesses, employ other young people, and you multiply it. At least even if one person employs four people, that's five in Accra. Multiply it by 10 regions, that's already 50 people. Now, if we do it on a proper scale, every year a lot of young people are going to be employed, either in jobs or by setting up their own business. That is a practical solution. We also know that we have a lot of problems with, I'm sure you've heard galamsey. Now, galamsey is very simple. I work on gold, but I'm poor. So I start digging for it. I don't have the tools. I don't have the skills. So I fall into a hole and I die. And who cares? Well, PPP cares. We are saying that we will legalize galamsey. We will structure it. We will make it safe. We will make sure that the kings in those areas and the queens, of course, are looking after these young people and making sure that they are towing the legal line as soon as we legalize it. And, of course, they need training. It means that you're already employing people and you are keeping your children safe. Why shouldn't we do it? Especially when day in, day out, they are falling into these holes and the land belongs to them. So you see, all that we are saying, that there are practical ways we can help ourselves. I do not have to work on gold and diamond and bauxite and swim in oil and be poor. Ghana is not poor. The people of Ghana are poor. Why should we be poor when we have such an inheritance? We will go the practical way. We will solve it. If we have to make investment, we make sure that the investment that we make first will yield results. It means that income will come from these investments. We will look at cost savings. We will cut down waste. We will pull money from the income being generated by the first investment, and we will pull it where we need it, especially in critical areas that doesn't produce income so easily, or it does it indirectly. These are just little bits and pieces that we can put together, and some of them will not cost an arm and a leg. And hey, if it costs an arm and a leg and it needs to be done, we are saying we are Team Ghana. All Ghanaians should come up on board and help. You see, it's very easy to sit there and blame politicians. But who put them there? We did. If we don't like what they are doing, we should do it ourselves in a structured way, of course. And we are saying we are the Team Ghana. Come on board. Let's do it together. We have the skills. We have the resources. We will use them. And we will become a developed country instead of a developing country. We are tired of the ING.